Johnny Houston.
Who?
Johnny Houston on CRC FM.
I'm feeling hungry. Well, Kieran Burke joins me here on the programme. Kieran has been away for a couple of weeks. He went missing in action. But where did you go to, Kieran?
I was in Finland.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to Finland.
Well,
what's it like? It's not warm out there, is it?
Well, certainly not warmer, a lot colder. Actually, it was a little bit like Ireland was this time last year.
That's
with
true,
the cold,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
The coldest day we had there was about minus 16. And a little bit of snow in that. There was a few inches of snow on the ground in some places. So for a lot of the Finns, it was a very mild year so far. So they're actually hoping for lots of snow. Because when they get lots of snow, they'll go doing things like skiing and skating on the ice when it gets really cold. But
all right.
So
is it expensive out there?
It probably about the same as Ireland.
Okay.
In terms of prices.
All right, then we're here to talk about gardening. You are an expert in the field, and I suppose just before I'm going to ask you the question, you know, this time of year, what are you doing in the garden? But I can just say that, I mean, looking out our window in our back garden, the wife said to me, she said, look out there. She said, you know what? And do you notice any different? And I looked out and I said, yeah, I see a few of the birds there have eaten more of the food. She said, can you look again? I said, no. And she said, well, you didn't see anything different. I said, no. And she said, do you not see the daffodils coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Why is that? It's so early.
It's just been a really mild year. And I noticed in the garden now when I got back home, there were some plants in flower, which I wouldn't expect to be flowering for maybe another 4 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And the daffodils, not only are they up, they've got great big flower buds and they're getting ready to flower. It's just an unusually mild year.
Yeah, and showing first are the daffodils. So there are a lot of other plants showing as well early, yeah?
Yeah, well, at this time of year, you would expect plants like snowdrops,
yeah,
little white flowers to be out, and a few other things. It's just that stuff which maybe you're expecting starting maybe middle, end of February is actually getting ready to flower now.
Okay. What about seeds now this time of year?
It's a great time of year for planning ahead. And quite often at this time of year, the soil is too cold for planting out. Now, people might fall into the trap of thinking it's going to stay mild.
Yeah.
But we don't know. We could get a cold spell. And so it's a great time to do your planning. Get a couple of seed catalogues and start picking out maybe some food that you want to grow for a nice healthy diet for the coming year. And one of my favourite places is to do my seed shopping is actually on the internet.
All right.
Of course. And there's a place called Irish Seed Savers Association.
And where are they located?
They're in Scariff in County Clare. And they have an online site. But their Irish Seed Savers Association was founded in 1991. And they work to conserve old vegetable and fruit varieties from Ireland and abroad. Because some of the old varieties, they're not favoured by large-scale commercial growers.
Mm.
Perhaps they don't store so well. They're better eaten fresh off the plant. And these unusual varieties are being neglected by the big seed companies, so they would be lost. And by growing these unusual types and saving the seed from them, the Irish Seed Savers keep these varieties basically in existence, so gardeners can enjoy a wider range of varieties of vegetables and fruit.
Okay.
And many of them old Irish varieties.
What type of seeds have you been ordering then, we'll say, from the Irish Seed Savers Association?
Well, three in particular caught my eye. And the first one was a Balbriggan Brussels sprout.
Oh, wow, I love that.
North County Dublin Brussels sprout.
I love that. Why Balbriggan?
Well, it's just a variety which obviously somebody has been growing in Balbriggan for a long, long time. And so being from North County Dublin myself, I thought, well, that's one maybe I'll have to try.
That's class, yeah.
I heard you talking about crisps earlier.
Yes.
The ladies. Well, here's maybe a healthy alternative.
Right.
A German beer radish.
radish. Yeah.
Radish. You know the radishes?
Yeah.
They're usually quite small little
and
red
hot,
things. Yeah, and the kind of peppery sort
yes.
of flavour. Well, this German beer radish is a great big white one.
Right.
Which goes, they say, as big as a turnip.
Okay.
Right? And apparently they used to slice it in the beer halls, dip it in some salt and enjoy it with a beer.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, maybe a healthy alternative to crisps, which
now,
are beer.
What you have brought in some spuds in that. And just before we go to those, I'm going to take a quick break, right? Don't go away. We're joined by Kieran Burke here and he is our gardening expert. By the way, if any time you'd like to ask a question, you can always text us on your question or email your question or call in with your question. Our number is 90255555 or text is 087132 8214. 087 93 543, and the email is studio at crcfm.ie. Now, we may not answer the question on this week's programme, but we can take the question away and you can email in any time. And what we do is we leave the information for Kieran here in the pigeonhole so he can deal with it on next week's programme, because Kieran does be with me every Friday. We'll take a break and back in a second. 24
hours a day. On 102.9 FM, this is CRCFM.
That's for sure, and you're very welcome back to our programme. You know something? Kieran Burke, our expert, has brought in a bag, a brown paper bag. And do you know something? If you only could smell this, and there's some lovely potatoes here in the bag, all shapes, well, not all shapes and sizes, but all sizes. And they're lovely. To me now, I know nothing about potatoes apart from eating them. And I would think, if you were to ask, if you were to put my nick on the line here and say, right, what are they? I would say records and curry pinks. Okay, but I suppose I'm 1,000 miles out.
Well, it's very hard to tell.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, we have two types in the bag for you, Johnny.
Yeah.
The first one is a pale one, and that's what they call a first early potato variety.
Okay.
So these are the guys which people will be talking about planting on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
The first earlies.
Right.
And then the other one, so that one has, the first one actually has a pale skin.
It has, okay, a pale skin.
Now, that's a first early. You usually use them early in the beginning of the season. I had a few left in the ground.
Yeah.
And they kept really nice and really kind of fresh.
And why St. Patrick's Day is the best time to plant?
Well, they take a certain number of weeks to mature.
Right.
To
get, and when are these ready for, we say, picking then?
You'd have those ready in probably the end of June.
Okay.
You can have those.
So they would be, but they wouldn't be the earliest potatoes, though.
They'd be the early, first.
You know, sometimes when you go, the wife would go to the shop and get some new potatoes. When can she buy new potatoes now?
Yeah.
According to that, then it'd be April or May, would it?
Well, you'll have imported ones, you see, gotcha, from Cyprus and places like that.
That's what it is. But we like to support our own, don't we?
Exactly. And you can grow your own very easily.
So what brand is that?
That one is an Irish variety called Colleen.
Right. I love the way they come up with the names of this. Colleen, yeah.
They spell this one, though, C-O-L-L-E-E-N.
Colleen,
right. Quite a nice early potato.
That's lovely. That's a lovely looking.
Now, this one, with a nice green reddish colour.
Yeah, I was going to say curry pink.
Yeah, well, it's from, it's called a name called Tibet.
Yeah, they're very hard. They're
really hard. And that's a good main crop on the late season. And it's very late maturing. It doesn't be ready until about October.
Yeah.
But a great one. You can leave it in the ground over the winter. Yeah. Just dig it out as you need it.
Yeah.
Even last winter, when it was really, really cold, they held firm in the soil. And we were digging them up in February, March. They were really, really good.
At the first, you know, some potatoes you can squeeze them, but you can't squeeze this.
It's a good hard one,
It's a good hard potato.
Yeah.
And you know, with some potatoes you get, I call them, I just say at home, don't give me stringy potatoes. I think they're records. You know, sometimes you can get little strings in them and they're rotten when you're eating them. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's quite a medium kind of flowery potato.
Are these two brands common?
Colleen is more common. This one called Tibet is more unusual. And that's one I got from the Irish Seed Savers in Clare. But Colleen, you'll be able to pick up. So if we were looking in that bag there, you notice there's some big ones and some small ones.
Yeah.
Well, the smallest size ones were what they call the seed potatoes.
Yeah.
You see those little ones?
Yeah.
And what you will do with those, if you want to get your early ones of these Colleens, you would start now.
Mm.
And what you do is you place them in a cardboard box or a plastic tray on a windowsill. And you see some of them have little sprouts on them.
They have, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the smallest sprouts, what they call the eye of the potato, they face upwards. And you keep them somewhere bright and kind of room temperature from now until about the middle of March.
Right.
And
where
they'll
do you
have
get these?
Shoots. From the garden. I dug them
from
up from the soil, yeah.
And you know something, I'm just looking at the soil that's on them, and it's not the soil that we have at home anyways, but I said that's really good stuff you have there.
Well, I have very sandy soil in my garden.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So it's easy to dig.
Yeah, it's a lovely aroma of potatoes here today. Now, what have you there with me? I'm bamboozled about this now.
Oh, okay, we've got two things for you. It's not all about growing the food. So garden is a place of beauty as well.
Yeah.
Look at that little blue flower there.
There is a fragrance of it.
Maybe a little bit of fragrance.
Yeah,
That plant is a type of iris.
Okay.
Now, irises sometimes grow very big, some are very small, and that is in the second category, a very small one.
I love the leaves, the design as well.
Lovely patterns, white and yellow patterns in the middle. And it's a type of iris called Iris reticulata. Okay, to give it a big name.
I see it here, Iris reticulata.
And that
spelled
one,
R-E-T-I-C-U-L-A-T-A.
That's it. And if you have that in the garden, each year it comes up always in the end of January, beginning of February. It's one of the first plants to flower in the garden. A lovely little clump. and you'll buy those as bulbs in the autumn. But if you go to the garden centres at this time of year, they often have them for sale in pots.
All right, now there is another one.
Now, I know you like to have a flower with a scent.
Yeah.
And for my mind, this can't be beat. Have a sniff of that.
Oh, that's lovely. It's real. Oh, go hold on a second. It's I just picture spring. I picture it being down in Achill or somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And that in the air. That, it is nice. What is that?
It's a plant called Daphne Balua or Volua. And then it has another name, Jacqueline Postel. All right. Big, long name. But you cannot beat that for scent in the garden.
Yeah.
It'll grow to maybe 6 feet high and it'll flower from January until March.
Yeah.
And the scent of that flower, you'll get it 20 feet away in the garden.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. And does it grow in abundance?
You'll get a big shrub of it, lots of flowers. It's not easy to get. You'll have to shop around for it. But it is a plant which it deserves to be seen a lot more in the garden centres.
Do you know what I'm just thinking, Karen, and I'm delighted that we have you here. I mean, you see so many people now going to the supermarkets and they're buying this plug-in air freshener and the other plug-in air freshener as well, and they're buying all these scents and smells. But what you've handed me, this Daphne, that you've handed me this morning, this afternoon in my hand, I mean, a bunch of them in a vase in your sitting room. You don't need any plug-in stuff, do you?
Well, try that now when you go home with that little sprig of flower. Okay, and put it in a little bit of a glass of water at home, and that will probably scent the whole room.
Fantastic.
Give it a try.
Can I keep that?
Yeah, absolutely. Give
Thank
it a try.
Thank you so much, Karen.
And see if it works for you.
I'm just asking a comment from Therese Brown. Therese, I mean, I'm learning. You know something? I was never into gardening, but I'm getting, with Karen here, I'm becoming interested. I've caught the bug. And my wife is listening at home and she's saying, oh yeah, we should do something around this house. But I'm beginning to catch this bug. I mean, did you smell the scent of that?
Yeah, it's a viburnum, isn't it?
No, it's a plant called Daphne Volua.
Oh, I've not heard of that one.
Yeah,
no.
It's quite unusual. But
you're saying, why would people go to a supermarket and buy these plug-in air fresheners when you have the likes of that?
Yeah, it's
nature's
beautiful.
Best.
Yeah. Mm. It's evergreen as well, by the looks of it.
Evergreen, no. And flowers long. And you mentioned viburnum, and some viburnums have a lovely scent.
Yeah.
But this particular Daphne, you can be 10, 20 feet away from it in the garden and you will get the scent in the air. It is the strongest scented
Can I
shrub.
Grow that now?
You won't be able to grow from that,
Karen.
Unfortunately. But we'll try and grow one for you.
Fantastic.
It's a bit tricky to propagate. But certainly, I think you'll get a good few days in a glass of water with a natural air freshener.
Before you go, I have to do this on air. I was put to the test by Mr. Karen Burke, our expert here in the gardening field. By the way, Karen's site is kieranburke.ie.
Kieran with the C.
Kieran with a C. C-I-A-R-E-N-N.
C-I-A-R-A-N.
Yeah, Kieran Burke with a C.
B-U-R-K-E.
.ie.
.ie.
Right, Kieran joins us every Friday here.
Oh, is that a box of chocolates?
No, have a look at that.
Oh, wait, some load of spuds.
There's a car on offer here, or 10,000 euros. Here's the question. Ladies and gentlemen, Therese Brown, what type of potatoes are in that bag?
Dirty ones.
Well, apart from that, if I was to ask you,
reds and whites.
Reds and whites, but what are they? You know, you love your spuds, and the man you're with loves his spuds as well. What type of spuds would you say those are?
Ready for to be chipped. Huh? I love me chips, but me spuds, I've no idea.
But brands, would you know? Would you when
no,
people
I
talk about records?
Know.
That no.
No. I just know them as reds or whites.
Reds or whites.
Well, it's very important. It's good to know your brands and the different types. Because this one, Colleen, you love your chips.
Yeah.
It's an early potato and it's not much good for making chips.
No, I know
it
you
falls
can't
apart.
Do that. Yeah.
But this, the red one, you call the reds, that's the one called Tibet.
Okay.
And that's a late season potato. And some of these will get really, really big. Perfect for making your chips.
We like roosters. Is it the red rooster?
It's a bit like a rooster.
Yeah, it is.
But it's one which matures later in the garden. So for gardeners, you can have your different season of potatoes and get them straight from the ground. And they stay fresher when they're in from the ground.
It's a lovely smell.
It's a lovely smell coming out of that.
Smell of the earth.
Yeah, and you know something? I'm just thinking, you said they're dirty potatoes there, and you're right, they are dirty. But the soil that those potatoes are grown in...
It's black.
It's good, yeah.
Really good soil.
Yeah. It's good soil as well.
As grandfather used to say, it's good clean dirt.
As opposed gets to the dirty dirt.
Exactly.
Kieran Burke, thank you so much indeed for joining us in the programme. And I'm going to bring a little flower home with me. That's fantastic. And I must find out about how to grow that. Kieran joins us here every Friday, by the way. If you've got questions, please share them with us. And I was just saying to Kieran, Gary, isn't this great? I mean, the schools, I'm sure, do this as well. To have somebody like Kieran to go into the schools and talk to students. Yeah, I mean, to get an interest in gardening. And this is the no better time than now. It's spring in the air and so on. We're on about the daffodils growing up and so on. That's it. It's great to have you, Kieran, and you're welcome back. We missed you while you were gone, but we'd like to know that you had a good holiday.
Thank you very much, Tony.